Putting away therefore all wickedness and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes long for the spiritual milk which is without guile, that ye may grow thereby unto salvation, if ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. 1 Peter 2:1-2. Tasted being a matter of perception and experience. Since they had tasted and experienced that the Lord is gracious, they should the more long for the spiritual milk. As the Apostle Peter identifies certain natural, worldly motivated traits that must be put away, the newborn babe readily understands that a change is indicative of their new life. Thus, the Apostle Peter instructs them in those matters which they are to put away. All wickedness. The term has been described as baseness in character, a meanness, and good-for-nothingness. The Apostle Peter then identifies the manner in which this wickedness manifests itself. All guile. The term indicates a character of cunning that attempts to deceive, but not just any deception. The term has been described as an attempt to mislead others to their own hurt and to our own supposed advantage. The original meaning being to bait, as in fishing. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, saying, "But be it so, I did not myself burden you, but being crafty, I caught you with guile." 2 Corinthians 12:16. The Apostle Paul's apostleship was being questioned, and those who were challenging him charged him with not having sought his own good, but the good of the Corinthians only through his craftiness to catch them, to make his virtue a pretense to gain his own selfish purpose. The Apostle Peter says to put away such craftiness in life as you deal with others. Hypocrisies. In general, the meaning is acting a part, false, deceptive, and deceived, formally and outwardly religious and good, but inwardly insincere and unrighteous. Jesus said of the Pharisees, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which outwardly appear beautiful, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but inwardly ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." 23:27-28. Thus, the child of God is charged to let love be without hypocrisy. 12:9. Envies. To look with ill will toward another is an evil strongly condemned in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. It is to be distinguished from jealousy. We are jealous of our own. We are envious of another man's possessions. Jealousy fears to lose what it has. Envy is pained at seeing another have. Evil speaking, a man of tongue, a speaking against, rendered backbiting, and identifies what is hurtful to the reputation of another. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, "Put to death therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience." 3:5-6.